Tisander, who, like many noble Hapen males, came from a family line with a tradition of piracy, and Camina, who had kept her clan together and alive across 10 hard years, didn't require much convincing. The problem was simply one of logistics.
"A full packing up and moving out can't take less than an hour,"
Camina thought about it.
"Though we could announce it as a run to safety. 5 minutes to get to your camp and grab what is most important to you, 5 more minutes to muster, and then move out, leaving behind everything not absolutely crucial. But where do we go? And marching time, and there's only so far we can get before night falls, and we're vulnerable."
Tisander glanced to the northeast.
"There's a hill a few kilometers that way. It's off the trade paths. Very ugly, unpromising hill. Steep-sided, rocky, and barren. But there's nothing up there to burn, and it's very, very defensible."
Camina nodded.
"Water?"
"Nothing to drink up there, unfortunately."
"We'll have to fill up every water skin and other container before we move out. More time, unfortunately. And whose is the standard?"
"Huh?"
Tisander seemed stumped by that one. Luke was, too. "The standard?" Tisander gestured around.
"This is not one campsite. It's two. Broken columns distinctly over here, raining leaves distinctly over there. Each under its own standard or clan symbol. Oh, 3 camps now, with you off-worlders right in the middle. But that hilltop, small and irregular as it is, can't be partitioned off as easily. So it will be a broken columns camp or a raining leaves camp, but not both. One clan will be there at the sufferance of the other, and won't like it, which undercuts our morale and chain of command. So which is the hosting clan? Whose standard do we fly?"
Luke let a little Durasteel creep into his voice.
"Jedi. It's a Jedi camp. Dion, I need you to make a standard, quickly."
Dion nodded.
"Done."
Camina glanced at Tisander, then looked at Luke again.
"Raining leaves agree."
"So do broken columns."
Tisander scratched his chin, so obviously and theatrically an "I'm thinking now" gesture that it was difficult not to laugh.
"We still need one member from each clan to accompany the Jedi to claim the site and plant the standard."
Though Camina was opening her mouth to answer, Ben interrupted her.
"Haliava and Drolla."
Camina gave him a curious look.
"Why?"
"They're both young and popular. They've both won several matches. They're both unmarried. Gives people something to speculate about."
Camina shrugged.
"Good enough. Haliava and Drolla, then."
"But don't tell them what this is all about. Let's confine information as much as possible."
Ben kept his tone light, as though this were a reasonable request, but not a crucial one.
"As you wish."
She glanced at her fiancé.
"Let us begin."
"Let's."
Together they trotted off toward the current competition, unarmed combat between those with no arts. Luke gave Ben a look he tried and failed to make an admonishing one.
"You're getting very sneaky, Ben." "I get that from Mom. And maybe from the Skywalkers, too. Leia's your sister. Sneakiness just skipped you."
Dion shook his head, confused.
"I don't get it. What was sneaky?"
Ben gave him an innocent look.
"It's a teenage thing. You wouldn't understand."